All right, so welcome everyone. This is Problem Comprehension Solution. This is episode 13, but luckily today is not Friday, so we can, at least we are good on that one. And we have our friend, our recurring guest, Tony Sayers, who's back on the show. So Tony, welcome back. You have some adventures or misadventures abroad, but now hopefully that has passed without too much trouble, I should say. So, Tony, welcome back. Hope you're doing all right now.
Yeah. Hi, Francesco. Yeah, I'm. I didn't know if I'd ever get back on the show after what happened to me. No, that's a bit of an exaggeration, but yeah, I had the wrong paperwork, so was put into a cell over in Thailand and kicked out of the country. So. Freedom, huh? Gotta love it.
Yeah, that's right. We are. It seems that we are ever more free as time passes, right?
Yeah, I think it's a good place to start because it's something that not many people are talking about. We touched on it at the start of the show, and that's what they're doing. And you pointed this out. And I see it clearly now as someone that loves traveling. I've always traveled. As I said to you off air, traveling is one of the few things that kind of remain that I still love to go and experience different cultures. And as much as they might be a bit crazy, you know, see the nature and just, it was always something that I really, you know, I lived for really, but now it's becoming harder and harder. As someone that's kind of living away from my home country of the UK, you know, you need all kinds of paperwork to duck and dive to get anything. You have to leave the country for 3 months to come back in. You go all the way to cross an imaginary border only to just come in. You need onward flights. If you're flying into a country, you need to show them now that your flight doesn't end there or your visit doesn't end there. Whereas before you could just freely go to a country, you know, you stay there. If you overstayed, maybe pay a little bit of a fine. It's not an enjoyable experience. And as many people will know, like going to airports now, you're getting touched, you're in inappropriate places, you're having radiation pointed at you, you're getting treated like a criminal before you've done anything wrong.
Exactly.
And it's really taken the shine away and the whole experience. And you mentioned that, you know, they don't want people traveling. They want people in their countries, probably in these big concrete jungle cities where they've cramped everyone into, which is part of Agenda 21.
Yes.
Watching the TV and looking at travel shows on the television. And it's slow. I see it. I really see that now, really creeping in. More rights and freedoms of what essentially is it's our main right, which is that to travel and explore. And you take that away from people, then it's, you know, it's really bad. So I can see that happening. And like I say, I've experienced that firsthand. And of course, the solution is to talk about these things openly, bring it into awareness, and hope that enough people start to, you know, say, well, no, that's not what we want. So, yeah.
Yeah, in fact, exactly. But unfortunately, we will get into that. But I see that, you know, I'm not very optimistic in that regard. Well, we discussed it also other times, but not many people seems to want to say no to, and they just seem more passive and more passive, just accepting everything that you know the system wants to throws at them. So, and you mentioned Agenda 21, and that is a. You know, you can call it, you know, however you want, 21, 2030, 2050. They have all those denominations, but it is basically the plan to concentrate people in this in these mega cities. They're telling you this in lots of movies. Also, they are preparing the public for this. You're basically be in mega cities, so. You will be much more controlled. We are already seeing, you know, the depopulation of countrysides and the incremental abolition of property, and that's a big one for Agenda 21 and similar stuff, And one thing we were talking, it's the ability for people to move independently. So we're seeing all these moves against, you know, private transportation. And because basically the agenda is ultimately it's control. And I think this is more and more evident. It's just for us probably. But, you know, it seems that many people, the majority of people still think this is kind of normal.
Yeah, it's really weird, and you talk about the public transport and just people's ability to move around in you know very traditional means in terms of like owning a car and things like that. I mean, I don't know what it's like where you are in Italy, but here in the UK, which is where I'm at the moment, it's such an expense to own a car. You have car tax, insurance, the petrol is extortionate.
Yeah,
and now even if you get on the public transport on the buses, they're really expensive. They used to be maybe 50p to get into town. Now it's like £4.50. And obviously, you know, people's earnings are not going up. So again, you see that one playing out. They're not only the ability to travel worldwide, but locally, it's all deteriorating, and so really the only option people are going to have is to walk around soon, and like you say, it's just another form of slow moving control, silently that's been creeping up over the years.
Yeah, and I'd like to say I'd like to say this is also very important. You see now all this you know, some people have talked about it in the past and they were like, oh, you're just crazy. But now you're seeing all this, the high speed trains.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And in Italy, they are missing actually a bit of the of the European of one of the major European pieces of high-speed railway that is here in the northeast, and it's the line that goes, if I'm not mistaken, it's Rome to Lisbon.
Okay.
And, and now it's blocked by the demonstrators.
Wow.
People that are demonstrating against it. I don't know if they are doing it consciously or they are. I think they're doing it. They're not comprehending the whole picture, but that is actually one part of this Agenda 21 or whatever you want to call it for control. Because if you can, you know, the high-speed railways is part of it. If you can, you have all these people in cities, and then you control the movement through this through high-speed railways, basically.
Yes.
That's part of it, and we are seeing it. We're seeing it playing out, especially here in continental Europe, with all the high-speed trains. So that's also that.
Yeah, it's also in this country as well, and they want this Hunger Games society where where, like you say, they have this you know,
they're telling us in the movies. So
yeah, they're telling us in the movies that they have these train links. That I think they're building another one here that goes right through the middle of the UK. It's London to, I'm not sure if it's Manchester, could be somewhere else, but yeah, just direct lines. So it's almost like the Hunger Games is playing out. But also what's happening, and I don't know, I assume it's the same way you are as well, it's the governments now are it's almost like the councils, the local councils, are acting as the governments in each area. So it's not so much the government's rules, although it's all coming from the government, but they're kind of handing it to the local authorities, the local councils, that are kind of, you know, the bootlegs for the governments.
Yes.
Stamping down on people's rights and freedoms on a local level. So they've trapped everyone into these pockets of towns, where now, because probably there's too many people, that the authorities being given to the governments, they're getting more and more rights themselves to do whatever they want, and they're becoming, you know, like the government. So we have governments within governments that are doing the government's work. So it's very interesting seeing it all play out, but also not great at the same time.
Yeah. No, it's actually, I read a book by a researcher called Daniel Estulin. I don't agree with everything he says, but he talks about this concept that they are sort of the how can I call it, the fascistization of society, and they do, and you know, they think globally and act locally, as they say. So
yeah,
they're making it so that you know, centralized and oppressive control is not only at a central government level, but they made it so it can expand to local governments and even to local communities, because they got people to think you know, and act you know, fascistically, basically. So they got even at you know, local levels, so they put that, you know, the authoritarian mentality even, you know, at local levels, which, you know, people are used to think that, you know, maybe if we can, you know, decentralize, then go, you know, more local, we will be better off. And it may be true, it might be true in some cases, but in many cases they you know, they have the same authoritarian mentality of a central government.
Yeah, it's like a cancer coming from the central government that spreads its tentacles out into other areas. But of course, it all comes back down, and you'll know this too, it all comes down to individual consciousnesses in people enforcing these immoral laws and rules. The order followers, the people that just, you know, they don't care about people's rights and freedoms because it's part of their job.
Yes.
So they'll continue to enforce immorality because they get a paycheck at the end of the month. And I mean, I've seen some crazy things. My partner, she went into a bus lane about 6 months ago, and they threatened to send the bailiffs round. I mean, this is what's going on, and people are just, you know, they're just sitting back, taking it all, and one day it's just going to come back and slap them around the face. Because it's that whole saying, isn't it? I forgot who said it. First they came for, what was it? Can you remember that? First they came for the blah, blah, and I wasn't a blah, blah. Then they came for, and I wasn't blah. And then they came for me, and then there was no one else to call on. Have you heard of that? Yeah,
yes,
it's that whole scenario where people are, they're in this, I'm all right, Jack, it's not going to affect me.
Exactly.
And then slowly but surely it is starting to affect. Because a few years, if we were having this interview maybe 2 or 3 years ago, we would have been saying they're going to go for the middle class. They're going to be going for the middle class. Now they've gone for the middle class. And I have friends who have families who weren't interested in this before.
Mm-hmm.
And they're now saying, Tony, do you know what? Like, I think you might be right about what you were saying. Because they're feeling the pinch financially. And of course, you know, financially is where people will notice and actually probably act upon. But of course, it's getting to the point now where time's running out, and, you know, it's where they didn't want to know 2 or 3 years ago where we could have done with their help. Now it's really firmly in place. The authorities are in place, and it's a case of, well, you know, you did nothing then, so... I'm of the opinion, really, is, I mean, I'll always continue to put information out, but if people don't want to help themselves now, I'm not going to waste like lots and lots of energy trying to get people to see what's right in front of their faces.
Yeah,
now,
that's,
because
yeah, exactly.
Sorry.
And that's the whole dilemma that we as well, truth seekers and truth speakers face, because, you know, what do you do? How much energy do you actually put into this business, quote unquote? Because it seems that the response is not satisfactory. I mean, this is I actually think that this is not to be used as an excuse to slow down. Actually, I myself had to get a lot better. Production-wise, and technically-wise, because I'm not.
Yeah, but what's
not,
the
not
difference?
Very much
is...
at the moment. So I know I have to step my game up, but I also know that I won't expect much change for the better at the same time.
But that's the difference, because previously I've put stuff out with a massive expectation that people are going to look at it. They're going to go, oh God, yeah, we need to do something. And they're going to act upon it, and they're going to change. And I had massive expectation around that, because to me, that's the most natural thing in the world. If your children and grandchildren are being poisoned, you know, and you can see that, then you act upon it. But unfortunately, not everyone thinks like that. And that's been the hardest lesson for me personally, is seeing people that can see this going on, and they're doing nothing about it. And, you know, like I say, and probably the same as you, I'll continue to put information out, but I'm not attached to the result anymore. And in fact, I prefer to work with people now that are aware, that are doing things. And, you know, a lot of people that are doing self-healing now, I'm moving more in those circles because really and truly, until we heal ourselves, the world, I feel like the world is kind of a reflection of what's inside of all of us.
Yes.
You know, we all have our, you know, our stories, our childhood wounds and our issues. And I feel like many people go around projecting that onto the world, and people are not healed themselves. And, you know, the as above, so below. Is the world so toxic because we ourselves are toxic? So I think there's that goes with it. I think we have to do our own work, and I haven't always done that. It's only been the last few years that I've done my own work. But yeah, it's like you say, it's not, we can still put stuff out, but it's the attachment that we have to the result. And I don't think all these people are going to make it. I don't know exactly how this is going to work out. I don't think anybody knows, but I do feel maybe there'll be some kind of timeline split where we might see, you know, different realities playing out. You know, maybe they'll choose to go deeper into enslavement and, you know, authoritarianism and fascism, and there might be some kind of different reality for some other people. I really don't know as to how that will play out, but I do feel like that those of us that have, you know, moved in line with caring about what's going on and trying to help, and I do feel like, you know, I don't feel like we're necessarily going to be dragged under. You know, certainly we have a lot more knowledge to protect and shield ourselves of a lot of what's happening, but we'll have to see, I guess.
Yes. As of right now, we, you know, the thing for me is that we still don't have the now. It's a matter of numbers also. Mm. And right now we don't have the numbers to affect that much change. We need more. We really need more people to become aware and to act upon.
Yeah, and we not just more people, but I think, you know, people who are aware, they're still arguing over if the Earth's flat or not. This is what I mean by people that are unhealed. And like, I'm not saying I'm completely healed and I haven't got more stuff to do, but that's still matrix energy. When you're arguing and you're shouting with someone over Facebook, and you're like a kid in a playground, it's still matrix energy. So I feel like, yeah, even you can be aware and you can still be part of the problem, I feel.
Yes, yes, exactly. And unfortunately, people have been driven into this the social media culture, and they are bickering over and over, back and forth on Facebook and stuff, and that's not really healthy. And many people are missing the bigger, just missing the bigger picture, you know.
Yeah.
So, absolutely. Well, and speaking of that, we can get into what I wanted to talk about today.
Yeah, sorry, we went off tangent there.
no problem. It was you know, it was something that you know, needs to be spoken about. So no problem. It actually relates, because we will get into how they, you know, how they divide us and how they so they can rule us better. And I think one of the best ways that they are doing is you know, the whole sort of hijacking and perversion, we can say, of the two main pillars and the two main sort of foundation basis for society. The one is they are known as the feminine principle, the sacred feminine principle, and the sacred masculine principle. And I think you've spoken to this you know, often, and I wonder if we can, you know, get a little bit into that, because, you know, I'm seeing, you know, in particular what I'm seeing is with the destruction of the sacred feminine, they want to pervert the whole dynamic of love, the creative expansive force of the universe. Abs- and with this, and with the destruction of the sacred masculine, they want to remove the ability from remove the ability from people, not just men, but from people in general, to say what we were talking about before, to say no to injustice and no to oppression, and to remove the ability to defend oneself.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, both natural energies are being heavily distorted now. And as you say, this whole reality is built on divide and rule. I mean, we have, you know, black v white, gay v straight,
yes,
rich v poor, England v France, you know, at every point, even with the local football teams, Manchester United v Manchester City. You know, I know you have all that stuff in Italy.
Yeah, sure.
And the reality wouldn't be like it is if there wasn't this divide and rule playing out in all aspects of society. So, the biggest divide, of course, is male and female. And like you say, they're heavily distorting the divine feminine and the sacred masculine. And distorting them, so both men and women have our natural essence. Obviously, the female is the feminine, and the male is the masculine. That doesn't mean to say that men don't have the ability to be nurturing or creative or loving, and females don't have the ability to be action takers or protectors. There is more of that essence naturally in both the male or the female. That's just the way it is. And what they're cleverly doing is distorting those energies. They're muddying the lines. So both men and women become confused. And obviously when you have a population of confusion, people are not sure of their roles. They don't know how to act or how to be in society, not how to act, how to be rather, naturally, then it's gonna make it a lot easier to control. So yeah, we're seeing the massive destruction. I mean, the divine feminine has been targeted throughout history. You know, if you just have to go way, way back through history, and you'll see events all dotted throughout where, you know, the destruction of the divine feminine has always been there. And that's because, you know, the divine feminine, she's the nurturer, she's the creative aspect, she gives life, she's the life bringer. And of course, what I see as the end game is the divine feminine will be birthing a new reality of hopefully peace and love and creativity into what is essentially a hell realm at the moment.
Yes.
So so that's why she's being targeted so much. The worst forms of the targeting come through things like pornography.
Yes, exactly.
Where women are just basically seen as objects to be used for, you know, for men to do what they want to do, and just disregarded, thrown aside, complete bastardization of the feminine. And of course, you know, pornography is everywhere. I mean, it's about the only thing that you can get for free these days. So it's like, well, why is that free? It's because they want men. There's so many aspects to pornography. It just teaches men to not respect women. And that's a huge part of it. And you know, you drive around, you see billboards with half naked women in the paper over here, you turn the page and there's women with their breasts out. And, you know, it's all just dirtying that energy. And so.
Yes. They're not doing this just overtly. They also doing with the subliminals and other stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's a kind of a satanic mockery, I think, of yes. the feminine. And you know, of course we're seeing this as well with feminism that came in. Feminism was was paid for by the Rockefellers years back to split up the family unit.
And, yes, the third wave feminism. Yes.
Yes, and to tax the other half of the population that was not exactly paying any taxes. So, talk about two birds with one stone.
Oh yes.
So they've managed to do that. Now women have turned into very career driven, very hard nosed. The thing is, at the moment, both sexes are very frustrated with each other because men aren't in their masculine and women aren't in their feminine. So that's causing frustration in relationships. So many men just want to kind of stay single and you know, we don't understand each other anymore on an energy level, and we've become confused, disconnected. So then we turn to apps like Tinder, which is really, you know, not much love there, not much connection. So it's all playing out here. And then obviously the opposite side, you've got the feminization of men. Mm-hmm. This is happening in multiple different ways, not least with the main female hormone, estrogen, being added to food and water and yes, plastic.
That's a big one.
It's a huge one. Mm-hmm. It's actually in alcohol as well, which is quite funny because you have all these men that are down the pub watching the football and they're feminizing themselves drinking beer. But so this is why now they're saying that a female with a baby boy in the womb can actually develop female tendencies before birth, and then once born because yes, he's already very feminine. And this is to knock out the role of the male, the natural essence of protector, of action taker.
I think this is also is a huge one because I guess we could call this part, new age deception 2 with a vengeance.
Yeah.
Because I remember our first conversation together was about the new age deception. I guess this is this could also be the destruction of the sacred masculine is also it's linked to this other agenda.
And yeah, absolutely. And
yes, as we were saying, the main goal for this is to remove the ability to remove the concept really of the fact that it's a right to defend ourselves when yeah, we are attacked and when we are put under duress and oppression.
And that falls in with the whole new age deception of just accept and
yes,
never judge anything and all that rubbish that comes with it. So it's all about getting us to stand down without resistance, because if you knock out, I mean, that male energy doesn't have to be expressed as violence. It can just be expressed as things like what you're doing. You're doing a podcast series, so that's an expression of the masculine. That's an expression of there's shit going on in the world, I need to stand up and do something about it. So it's just getting men just to stand down and muddy those roles. So then the other problem with that is because men are no longer in their masculine, the females are now looking to the state and to government as yes, as like male energy. So they become more defensive of the government and politics and all those erroneous things that we're trying to stop, because the husband in the house or whatever, the father figure, has got no, they don't feel protected. So where are they going to look for protection? They're going to look to the next best thing in their eyes, because they're not educated, not educated, but because they're not aware, they're going to look to government and the state. So, I mean, I see it play out in people I know where, you know, they can see that things are going sideways and the man's generally not interested in world events, and you try and talk to them and they're just so defensive of the government. Oh yeah, well, you know, we need the government and we need to, what would we do without them, and who would build the roads and blah blah blah, you know how it goes. So it's a very genius plan that they've got playing out here, because you can see it working. And it's a big problem. And this is like Nice, this is without mentioning the whole transgender movement that just literally appeared out of nowhere a couple of years ago, where, you know, I don't know about you, but I mean, I never knew of anyone that was transgender. And I'm not saying that there's not, you know, some poor souls that are born and feel like they're born in the wrong body, but this is on a scale like...
No, this is definitely being pushed from, you know, high up. So
Well, they're having I've seen like drag queens being invited into schools to do talks.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, and we're saying that this is still okay. There's nothing wrong here. It's ridiculous. And I mean, it goes to the nanotech as well as part of this as well, that's coming through the chemtrails. It's messing with people's genetics and things like that. And
yeah, God knows what they're doing, you know, up there in the skies, because that's really, if you get into that rabbit hole, you find, you know, there's you know, a lot of information that you can find that one is more terrifying than others.
Yeah,
and you know, probably some it's you know, some people use it to scaremonger us, but it's definitely, but I mean, it's real. It is real. That's a fact. It's even confirmed in official documents. So you know, it's something that really can drive me quite insane, because you see, you know, for example, I was hiking the other day with some people, and there would have been clear skies except for this, you know, straight lines in the sky, and people were just, they didn't mind. It seems that, you know, it doesn't strike people as odd somehow. I don't know. Probably.
Yeah. You know, either that or they're just not interested.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's something that we have to be very aware of, and we have to call it out and be very vocal about it, because it's going like a steam train at the moment. I mean, now you have, did you see the creepy video Celine Dion launching that brand of transgender clothing?
No, oh, I haven't.
You should watch it. Watch it. Yeah, go onto YouTube, and she's just launched a transgender range for kids, a clothing range,
and kids.
For kids, and her message is, we should allow our children to choose their genders and stuff like this. Yeah, it's very, you know, I mean,
I knew that something like that was happening even in schools. They have now, in some places at least, you know, here you have a little bit more resistance because you know, because of the church is saying something, you know, at least on the surface. But I know they are not I know that you cannot trust those people, but anyway, but you know, I know in some places they have, you know, sexual education, they at least so they call it, in which they explain sort of that it's all right to say that you are gay at 9 years old, or that you are, you know, homosexual at
9 years old. It's not even being about transgender. There's now 40 different genders that you can choose on any day of the week. So, you know, I could wake up tomorrow and I could be a pansexual, and then on Friday I could wake up and I don't know, be a non-binary. I don't even know what they all mean.
No.
And you know, you've even got trans animals now. People waking up one morning and they want to be a dolphin for the day. It's like, This world is a mental institute. It really is. And the funniest thing is that is people like that, us, that are the ones considered crazy.
Yeah. So, I say, I'm starting to say that we are actually the normal ones and living in total craziness. By
yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we definitely are. We definitely are.
We're actually the ones that are real, and the others are living the illusion. But the problem is that they are dragging us with them in this illusion. So there's really no escape.
Well, I'm sure there has to be an escape. There must be, because otherwise, what's the point of it all? You know, they're definitely panicking. That, you know, the people that are running this show as well.
Yes, although they are accelerating their agendas. That's for sure. But
I mean, although it seems, I think with any great change comes great chaos.
Yes.
And I think things can, on the surface, appear to be getting a lot worse. But actually, I mean, I look right. I mean, here's some positives to think about. Mm. When I first started on this journey, like 5 or 6 years ago now, the alternative media that was doing all this was relatively small. And what I've seen is massive pressure from alternative media to get things talked about in the mainstream. And, you know, it's not always there, and sometimes it's distorted. But, you know, they're now talking about and I know there's probably they've got other agendas to go with it. But, you know, at least now people are talking about alternative cures for cancer and cannabis oil.
Yes.
You know, people are losing faith with politics and the mainstream media. And, you know, when you talk to people, they don't really believe what they're being told these days. And, you know, I think there's been a lot of good work done. And I don't think we should think that it's all been in vain, or it is in vain. You know, and the emails that I get, and, you know, I know other people get as well, just, you know, oh, thanks, because I never questioned my diet, or thank you, because now I see, you know, we do make a difference, but probably not as much as we would like. You know, in our heads, we want the millions to wake up. I don't think that's ever going to happen. I'm not religious, of course, but there is truth in the Bible, but I think it's 144,000 people will help change the world, or something like that. And I think that's what it's going to be. I think it will be the small number of us that manage to, you know, generate some kind of shift. And that might not be a shift that we can see with our eyes. It might be a shift of consciousness that works on an energetic level, which will shift things. So I do think that amongst the chaos, they are also panicking a lot. It's almost like there's so many fires out now that they can't put them all out at the same time. So it really is a battle. It really is a war. And you know, it is very interesting times to be living in, if not very crazy.
Yes, sure. Crazy, I think. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely crazy times. Look, you know, who knows? It's true. We to make a difference, we need the numbers, and that would be the solution.
I think the people that hold the system together like glue, you know, the order followers. I mean, that experience in Thailand, yes. I saw it firsthand. I mean, there was just no empathy for my situation. It was like literally talking to robots. It just the power that these people think that they've got because they hold a certain position or wear a certain uniform is really unbelievable. So you know, it's those people in that are doing the dirty work for the people that are destroying our world that really need to look themselves in the mirror. You know, that's all government officials, police, military, you know, anyone that works for an authority, a local authority, tax man, traffic warden, they're all culpable. And, you know, if you're in that job, you've got to ask yourself, all right, I'm getting a decent wage, but can I look myself in the mirror each day and think, well, is what I'm doing actually going to help my children and grandchildren? And I think a lot of people need to ask themselves that question that work in those authorities.
No, they actually. Well, I have something to say about that, and the problem is, you know, that's also why now in these positions you have people that they are taking people that are, you know, less and less intelligent.
Yes.
And less,
yes,
and less, and I mean, and they really don't care. You know, you talk about even if they have, you know, sons and grandsons, etc. They think, well, I'm helping them by keeping the job and saving some money for them. They don't care about pretty much about anything, about anything else. They don't care about their fellow humans. And I can just see that, you know, you can see it in their eyes. I mean, you just, they are, you know, like almost like, you know, so, football players. So they have that dull look in their eyes because they're barely normal. They are barely functional for their task for their masters and barely anything else. I know I'm generalizing, but you know, that's most of them, unfortunately. And
actually, I have a question for you, because I've just come back to the UK, and every time I come back to the UK, I can see it getting worse, because when you've been away from somewhere for a while, it's a lot easier to gauge what it's like when you come back. So the last time I came back, I noticed that everyone looked grey. There was no colour in their faces. Very, very sick. I don't know if you get the same amount of chemtrailing we do here, but here it's nearly every day.
It's basically, you know, day in and day out, but not okay. Even because it goes on, you know, for several consecutive days, and then maybe you get a day where you don't see chemtrails, but it's getting you know, more and more rare. And then that's the days when you cannot see that because it's cloudy. I remember I was, you know, I went on a little holiday at the on early October. I also put a video on YouTube about that, because I had to get that on camera, because it was just crazy, the spraying that they were doing. And that went on, you know, uninterrupted for the 5 days that I was there.
Wow.
And even when it was cloudy, the day was cloudy, but and there was an opening in the clouds, and I could see that straight chemtrail passing. So I said, damn, they're really not stopping.
It's like that here. And so we in the UK, we generally don't get probably as much sunlight anyway as you would there anyway. So people look very grey when I first came back. And then so I went away again for another year, just over a year, came back again, and people here are now, they don't just look grey, they're obese, they look really fat. And also there's almost like a mental retardation with people, in the fact that the way they speak and what they speak about is very, very slow, and it's very, very weird to be around, because and I know why it is. It's because the food here is dumbing people down, and it's because people can't afford to buy good food. They can only buy the cheap stuff that's in supermarkets like Asda's, and they're eating so much of it, and it's destroying their brain cells. Exactly. So now it's a challenge, even having a conversation with someone, not to say everyone's like that, but I've noticed a mental change in the way people are. And I know that doesn't sound very nice, but it's the truth. I've noticed people mentally slower since I've come back as well. So when you're talking about those order followers, I can see how that you know, dumbing down is also affecting them, because it's affecting everyone else as well.
Yes, exactly. And them in particular. And I think in some countries they're even, I mean, in all countries they're looking for people that, you know, if, you know, when they say, you hear people from the US saying that they're actually, you know, if people have an IQ or are too intelligent, they get rejected. And
yes,
I know for a fact that this is happening over here too.
Yeah.
If you apply, if you do the tests for being recruited into the army or police forces, they can reject you on the basis, and they even tell you that you are actually, you know, your intelligence, it's not compatible for, you know, for order following. I think that they put it kind of that way. So
yeah, crazy.
You are more likely to question what you're being told, and they don't want that. And you can see in these people's faces, they're doing a good job that way. And you know, it's not surprising. They also expecting less and less resistance from people, because you know, again, going back to the destruction of the self-defense principle. Yes, it's true. It's not about violence, but it can be about physical rebellion and physical defense. You know, if you talk to many people, especially, you know, in Europe, but more and more in America also, unfortunately, which was the only country that kind of have this principle that took really at heart this self-defense principle. You know, especially here in Europe, you talk about defending yourself. Oh my God, no! Oh my God, no! No!
Yeah.
You're crazy. Yeah. You're a nut job. They look you like you have, you know, you have two, you know, two heads or something. If you talk about defending yourself against oppression, against governmental oppression.
Yeah.
And here it's really a taboo topic. Probably in the UK it's the same, because you know, they're getting, I don't know, well, I actually know, because I try to keep up to date with the various infringements they are doing on self-defense in various countries here in Europe. And I have to say that pretty much every country have draconian self-defense laws. You cannot even defend yourself against common criminals without facing, you know, I don't know how many years of trial, at least here in Italy. Yes, you may be acquitted if the circumstances are quite clear, you have lots of witnesses that testify in your favor, etc.
Yeah,
to undergo a criminal trial, which is outrageous, because
to defend yourself is crazy.
Yeah, I think in the UK is also, the UK and Ireland and Germany and, you know, lots of countries in Europe are very anti self-defense.
Yeah, it's crazy. But yeah, what they've done is that they've dumbed people down to the point where they can't defend themselves. Not even if they wanted to, they don't even understand what they are anymore. So it's, but like, you're from Italy, right? So Italy's known for its, one of the things it's known for is its cuisine and quality of food. And
yes,
is the food being affected there as it is here?
I cannot really make it. You know, I'd say, you know, instinctively that yes, even when I went to England, I actually saw the difference when I came back here. You know, yeah. Actually, the difference in food, you 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 can see that. But you know, I'm not sure anymore because you know, the things that you get in supermarkets, you know, are you just look at the ingredients and they're just you know, laden with all sorts of chemicals even here. So maybe maybe you know, more stuff it tastes better. But I don't trust it absolutely. And you know, we know we have like now with the EU regulation, especially you know, they're authorized. Many people and many people don't know that. But actually, the EU is they think that they're defending, you know, our you know, European products from the big corporation interference, which is just a lie, because they actually authorize the use of Monsanto products for crops and cultivations and stuff like that. So, you know, and we are getting all this stuff.
Right. So, okay.
So, yeah, I know much of the food, I think it's pretty safe to say that it's compromised also over here.
Yeah, sure, sure. So, well, we can only keep doing things like this, bringing it to people's awareness, and and you know, there are people starting to look at this. They're being forced to look at it now, so we just have to be ready for them when they do. And you know, I still think that we have to be positive, and you know, there are many people that are looking to make changes, and many good people out there like yourself doing the work. And I think that if we can just find a few more, then we'll be okay.
Yeah, yeah, no, sure. We have to keep on trying, you know. So they can say that we didn't at least try. I think that's important.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so I think we can wrap it up. And Tony, again, thanks for having been here once again.
You're welcome. And, I really enjoyed it. Thanks for doing what you do and putting these podcasts together. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, trying, you know, doing what we can. And if you can, I don't know if you want to remind people of your website. You also have some new books and e-books out, I think.
Yeah, so my website is transcendingtimes.org. All my information's on there. My books are on there as well. Yeah, my latest book is The New Age is the New Cage, which goes into all the deceptions, or not all of them. Didn't have long enough to go into all of them, but some of the New Age deceptions that are obviously keeping people in a new kind of slavery. In a cul-de-sac. So yeah, that's on my website. My books are also on Amazon as well, so you can find them there. Just type in my name, and yeah, everything's on my website.
Okay, wonderful. And so if people are interested, you can check out Tony's website, transcendingtimes.org. and thanks again, Tony, and we'll maybe see you another time. Have a good, enjoy the rest of your day.
Okay, yeah, love to do this again. So yeah, take care and thanks again.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
Little fish bowl, here we go, here's some truth. Take it to the grave, the tie around your neck is a leash for a slave. I gave and I gave, I tried to save the world. I was met with grown men laughing like little girls. Now they're scared on their knees, I already said it. Bin Laden, CIA, but they quickly forget it. Or they hardly believe it, even if they see it. You think September was bad? Shit, wait till they repeat it. Panic in the streets from a global recession, thinning out the herd with suicide and depression.
Tears are filling up their glasses. No expression, no expression. Hide my head, I wanna drown my sorrow. No tomorrow, no tomorrow.
Hide your head in the sand, drown yourself in sorrow. Not a fight in your soul, no hope for tomorrow. You're helpless and weak, a puppet to the puppets. Hopeless and meek, too afraid to say fuck. If they send your sons and daughters to die for their greed, they foreclose on your home, you're living in the street. You starve, they feast, the dollar gets weaker. Listen to the words coming out of your speakers. They don't care about oil, they don't care about money. It's all about power and control of your family. It's time to wake up and rally while we still have the chance. A single tear down my cheek as we dance the last dance. Last dance, last dance, last dance, last dance.
Sad. The dreams in which I'm dying are the best I've ever had. I find it hard to tell you, I find it hard to take. When people run in circles, it's a very, very
enough bullshit to hold things together in this country. Enough bullshit as it is. In fact, there's just enough. Did you know that? Bullshit is the glue that binds us as a nation. Where would we be without our safe, familiar American bullshit? Land of the free, home of the brave, the American dream. All men are equal, justice is blind, the press is free, your vote counts. Business is honest, the good guys win, the police are on your side, God is watching you, your standard of living will never decline, and everything is gonna be just fine. The official national bullshit story.